Thank you so much. In just a minute, Carl resets his clock to daylight savings rhyme in the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Roxanne, attorneys for the city of San Francisco filed a complaint against makers of a particular product. They were upset that the makers had claimed that their product could battle swine flu. What was the product?
This wasn't cereal, was it?
It was, but what kind?
It was some crappy one with that's all sugar.
Yes, it was Cocoa Krispies.
Yes.
As more and more people have become concerned about the junk food we're feeding our kids, the food industry has tried to meet those concerns by lying. Thus, on this box of Cocoa Krispies, the quintessential breakfast candy, you could see the words, "Can boost your child's immunity," in big letters. Immunity to what? Oh, says Kellogg's, you know.
Muscles.
Diplomatic immunity. Immunity from being thrown off the island. You know, whatever. Now, you know, Cocoa Krispies, they justify this claim. They said that, well, Cocoa Krispies has vitamins. We put them in. And vitamins have been linked to the immune system. So there you go, right? The company has pulled back a bit on their claims. They now say that Cocoa Krispies can prevent swine flu as part of a balanced breakfast that also includes juice and the swine flu vaccine.
I don't even remember which one. I remember the Cocoa Puffs.
Cocoa Puffs are the little round ones. Cocoa Krispies is a little rice shape.
They're basically chocolate rice Krispies.
They're chocolate rice. Yeah.
They used to have an elephant as a mascot. Yeah. I don't know
That's
what they have then.
Yeah.
I never ate them.
No. That's why you never had the swine flu, though.
No,
there you go.
No.
I would choke.
My kids haven't got swine flu. They all have diabetes, but from eating this stuff, but not the swine flu, so. Roxanne, new research shows that as men communicate more and more by text messaging, a trend has developed. T-Mobile has found that 22% of men now include what in text messages to their male friends?
Mm. Smiley faces?
No, worse than that. Or, depending.
Ooh.
More affectionate than that.
Hearts? Little...
Even more.
Hugs and kisses?
Hugs and kisses. XOXOXO. Kisses. Yes.
Guys?
Yes, guys.
How many percent
With
of
guys.
Us?
What guys?
No, 22% of guys.
22% of us?
22%
yeah.
of guys.
22%
to
of guys?
Other guys.
Yeah. XO?
Wait,
yes.
Straight
Hugs
guys?
Straight guys. Yeah.
Well, if it's 22%, it's got to include something.
I know. Men, of course, you know, classically have a hard time expressing affection to each other. You know, the fist bump, we've got that. That awkward A-frame bro hug, you know. No, but the anonymous medium of texting apparently frees up dudes to sort of suck symbolic face, if you will. The new group
I won't.
Of these...
No, I know, not the, phrase like
but,
that.
But those are these passionate thumb typists. They're being called metrotextuals. Most guys, you know, they start with just lowercase XXs, but then they lose all their inhibitions and are planting sloppy, wet, uppercase XXs on guys they just met at the fishing tackle store.
But have you ever done that?
I have not done that.
And what about you?
No, and I don't know that I've received many, which is vaguely insulting.
There you are.
Well, when does an X turn from a kiss on the cheek to a kiss on the mouth?
You mean a textual X?
Yeah.
When you add a serif.
Mo, last week the verdict came down for a superior court judge in Tacoma, Washington. He was on trial for having a secret life, basically. Testifying in his own defense, he said, sure, he used to go to this adult bookstore and theater hundreds of times over the last few years, but he only went there to do what?
Oh, give me a clue.
No, well, he says it was good for his soul and his cold.
For his soul and for his cold.
Yes.
He was going for immunity.
He was going for Rice
Krispies. Yeah. Cocoa Krispies. He was going for some sort of, it sounds like you're saying health, but his soul and immunity.
I'm saying he was going for something that it is, according to the phrase, for the soul, and also good
for
cold.
Oh, he was going for chicken soup.
Yes, he was. He says he went to the adult bookstore hundreds of times only to have their delicious chicken soup from the vending machine in the corner.
Yeah, sorry,
that was no vending machine.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, yeah, so more like...
It was a woman who constantly had to make chicken soup every day for fear of being discovered.
Right.
The judge was found guilty of felony harassment and patronizing a prostitute, but let's just skip that past that.
Patronizing a prostitute.
Yes.
How
rude. God, you are a wonderful prostitute.
Don't you look terrific.
Yes, that's patronizing a prostitute.
You are a delightful strumpet.
You have yes.
This seems like a very fulfilling career for you.
Anyway, we're going to skip that. We're just going to go to the chicken soup. The judge admitted going to this adult bookstore hundreds of times, but he wanted the chicken soup and the vending machine. He said it was great. So we at Wade Wade called up the owner of this XXX bookstore in Tacoma, Washington, and we asked him what made the soup so good. He said, well, you know, it's got delicious herbs and spices, a secret recipe, but mostly what makes it good is that it's surrounded by boobs.
So it's in the middle of Congress?
Yeah,
sir, from the well of the Senate. There you go.
Thank you.